This is a question we've discussed here and there in adult Bible study, and I'll put it to you as a true or false. True or false? The Lord will never give you more than you can bear. In my study of Scripture, I think both answers are correct. True and false. I think it is true that the Lord will not give you more than you can bear when it comes to temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, God will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. However, in many cases in Scripture, it's also false. That when it comes to causing faith and causing us to be dependent upon God, many times God gives us more than we can humanly bear on our own. This situation in Isaiah shows us this, and many situations throughout the Old Testament. Here's where the context comes from in this passage in Isaiah. The kingdom of Israel, the nation of Israel, this is in 700 BC, has been divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom is called Israel, and it has already been conquered by the Assyrian army. The Assyrians of the day were like the superpower of their time. They were the nation on earth. They were violent, and they were conquering many places. They took over the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel, in 722 BC. And in our reading in Isaiah, probably about 20 years later, Assyria is now starting to spill into the southern kingdom of Judah. They've taken over some of the strongholds on their northern border, and now the Assyrian king has sent his commander of his army to lay siege to Jerusalem, their capital, and their political capital and their religious capital. It's where the temple of God is. And we learn later in Isaiah that this army that is sieging Jerusalem is 185,000 troops strong. It is the superpower of the day. And the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem especially are in a panic. They're afraid. And as the siege goes on, the king of Assyria sends his commander of the army to speak to the people of Judah. This commander, in older translations, if you followed along in your Bible, there might be a word there called the Rabshaka. It's like the title of this commander of the Assyrian army. He sounds like the name of some vile creature from The Lion King, the Rabshaka. He's the voice of the king of Assyria. He speaks with the authority and the word of the king of Assyria. And he comes to Jerusalem with this army, and he speaks out in the Hebrew language so that everyone in Jerusalem can understand what he says. And he gives them this word. He tells them, listen, your king, King Hezekiah, can't save you now. Not only that, but the Lord your God cannot deliver you from us. We have you surrounded. There is no hope that your Lord or that your king can save you from the mighty army of Syria, of Assyria. He gives them these false terms of surrender. He tells them, listen, if you will only surrender to us, you'll be able to, you know, enjoy your food as normal. You'll be able to go about life as normal until we come to take you away. And when we take you away from your land, from your temple, yeah, you'll have a good time in Assyria. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's a lie. At the time, they're the most brutal nation on earth. They torture. They don't treat their captives well. And then, to make matters worse, this Rabshakeh, this Assyrian commander of the army, tells them, look around you. Look whom we've conquered. None of the other gods of these nations were able to save them. This God and their nation, we destroyed them. This nation over here and their God, we destroyed them. Heck, we even destroyed your brothers and sisters in the northern kingdom. We took it all. What makes your God any different from all of them? Why would he be able to save you when no one else could? The word of the Rabshakeh is the word of the world. And the word of the world stands opposed to the word of God. The word of the world tells us that God cannot help when sin crushes and when temptation surrounds. The word of the world tells us that God cannot deliver when disease encamps, when heartbreak closes in. The word of the world tells us that God cannot save when life turns sour, when despair sets in. And the word of the world would tell you to surrender, to give up faith, to stop believing in God. It's a foolish and illogical thing anyway. Do your best and fight on your own. Stand on your own two feet. The word of the world stands opposed to the word of God. As the people of Judah and as the king of Judah, Hezekiah, looks around, they see that they are lost. How can Judah stand up to the Assyrians? They can't. The Lord has given them more than they can bear. How can we stand up against the world? You can't. It is more than you can bear. And so Hezekiah takes the message from Isaiah and he takes it into the temple and he falls to his knees and he prays before the Lord God Almighty. And his prayer is really astounding. It's beautiful because in his prayer he confesses and proclaims a lot of things about who God is and how this God stands against the world and how the Word of God stands against and opposes and is more powerful than the word of the Rabshakeh. It reveals who God is. He addresses God as the Lord God all-powerful. In other translations, it'll say, O Lord of hosts. And what he's addressing God is as the God of armies. And it's a strange term. And what this means is that he's declaring that God is the one who has laid order to the entire created world. And throughout Scripture, the hosts of the Lord, the armies of God, are his angels. It's human beings, it's creation itself. In other words, every aspect of creation stands in service to the Lord God, the commander of it all. Hezekiah isn't afraid of the commander of the Assyrian army because he serves the commander of the universe. He addresses the Lord as the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one that made it all. Guess what? God made the gold. He made the wood. He made the stone that all those other gods were supposed to be made of. Hezekiah isn't afraid of the commander of the Assyrian army because his God created them. He is the one over it all. He addresses the Lord as the lone ruler over the kingdoms of the earth. God is the true commander of the Assyrians. He's the true commander of all those other nations mentioned, as he is the true God over Judah and Israel itself. It all goes according to his ordained plan. And finally, he addresses the Lord as the living God. He is far different than all those other gods. Why would our God be any different? This is why. This is why. The word of the world is wind. The word of God is substance. Has God or has the world given you more than you can bear? Maybe. It might really feel like that some days. But guess what? Your Lord is there for you. He is there to draw you into faith, to rest in Him, and know that He is the one who truly bears it all. Just as He bore all our sins upon the cross, He bears also our cares, our concerns, our fears, our doubts, even still, to bring us into His everlasting peace. Let us pray. Gracious and most holy Father, help us to have faith and to trust in You, that You are the Lord who created it all. You are the one who reigns over the kingdoms of all this earth. You are the one who is truly commander and in charge. Help us to trust in Your everlasting care and in Your protection. We pray this in Your name. Amen.